Good morning, it's Darren with the Weekly Message. What story are you telling yourself about the future? Is it a story of hope? The stories we tell ourselves about the future shape how we act in the present. We are still in the Easter season, and I'm thinking of Mary Magdalene and Mary at the tomb. They received a message to share. They were to remind the disciples and the rest that Jesus was going ahead of them to Galilee, and he would meet them just as he told them. It was a word of hope. Jesus is leading them into the future, promising to meet them on the way. That was an encouraging word, especially after all they had been through. In some ways, it feels like our own time. Margaret Wheatley says that our culture can function like a centrifuge, separating things that are intended to be together. It does this by the force of speed. Our families and communities are being separated by the speed at which things are moving. One of the most faithful responses that Christians can have right now is to put their best energies into mending the fabric of relationships. Jesus gathered with the disciples after the resurrection. In Acts, we see how the early church continued that practice. Day by day, they spent their time together, broke bread in their homes, and shared their lives with glad and generous hearts. So today, tomorrow, and the next day, let's watch for opportunities to gather, to mend, and to practice compassion. Do this trusting that Jesus is going ahead of you, preparing the way. Best of all, he will meet you there, turning the ordinary into sacred ground. Grace, mercy, and peace.